91X News.
It's 21 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Haley Rose. Dr. Anne Marie Vaughn is the new president of Loyalist College. Vaughn came from North Atlantic College in Newfoundland after her contract expired in August. The Loyalist Board of Governors made the decision to elect her last Thursday, but the announcement was made earlier today. Vaughn will join the college November 7th. She will replace President Maureen Piercy, who left due to health reasons. Blue Jays fans are bringing businesses to restaurants and bars in Belleville. Jeff Berkoviz is the general manager at Boston Pizza and likes to see so much support.
We fill the lounge every time, for sure. And the 8 o'clock games, you know, on the midweek games are strong for us as well. People like winners, you know, and we hope they win tonight. So it makes it a little bit, you know, more exciting. Obviously, you know, losing the close games are tough. But it gets everybody excited. And it's fun for the staff and fun for the guests that come in as well.
The Blue Jays play their fourth and maybe final game today at 4 o'clock. A Toronto senior who is on trial for murder is telling jurors that a spirit told him in a dream to beat up two fellow residents at a long-term care home, killing one and injuring the other. Peter Brooks, now 76, has pleaded not guilty to the first-degree murder of 72-year-old Jocelyn Dickinson and the attempted murder of 91-year-old Lourdes Miser. Crown prosecutors have told jurors that late one night in March of 2013, Brooks used his cane to attack Dickinson and Miser in their beds at the Wexford residence in Toronto's East End. Brooks says Dickinson and Miser were annoying and aggravated him constantly. On the night the two women were attacked, Brooks says he had a dream in which a spirit told him to beat the crap out of the women. Brooks says he's an obedient old man and did use his walking stick to beat up the women, but he says he didn't think anything would really happen to them or himself. Provincial and territorial health ministers are asking the federal government to make good on its expressed desire for a new partnership with the provinces. Ministers are meeting in Toronto today and tomorrow, and BC's Terry Lake says the federal plan to cut healthcare transfers by 6% to 3% next year is very concerning.
That really impacts budgets and our ability to keep our healthcare system sustainable. So that, you know, we set the stage for a discussion with the federal government over the partnership that exists in Canada in terms of paying for healthcare.
That's QNET News on 91X to 303. In sports, the Loyalist women's soccer team hopes to turn around the end of its season with a win. They play their final game on Wednesday at Loyalist against Durham College. The Loyalist women have lost 8 of their games so far and tied 2. Their only win of the season was last Friday. Turning to college basketball, Loyalist men's and women's basketball teams begin their season at home this weekend. The teams welcome Centennial. The women's game starts at 1 o'clock, with the men's to follow at 3 o'clock. And the men's rugby team hopes to end their season with a win. The men are 0-5 so far. They play their final game on Wednesday at Fleming at 1 o'clock. Toronto's Marco Estrada is scheduled to start tomorrow if the Blue Jays force a fifth game in the American League Championship Series. Estrada says he doesn't change his routine when pitching in elimination games.
I'll just think about it just as another game, and my job is to try and go 9 innings and, you know, give up 0 runs. So it doesn't matter if it's the last game of the season, the first game. You want to do that every time out. So that's basically my thought, is just to give the guys innings and try to shut out the other team.
Game 4 starts within the hour. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: at 3:04, it's 21 degrees and cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Haley Rose. News on 91X next at 4 o'clock.